Penguin Random House Audio presents Killing Commendatore by Haruki Murakami. Translated from the Japanese by Philip Gabriel and Ted Goosen. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Part 1. The Idea Made Visible. Prologue. Today when I awoke from a nap, the faceless man was there before me. He was seated on the chair across from the sofa I'd been sleeping on, staring straight at me with a pair of imaginary eyes and a face that wasn't. The man was tall, and he was dressed the same as when I had seen him last. His face that wasn't a face was half hidden by a wide-brimmed black hat, and he had on a long, equally dark coat. "I came here so you could draw my portrait," the faceless man said, after he'd made sure I was fully awake. His voice was low, toneless, flat. "You promised you would. You remember?" "Yes, I remember. But I couldn't draw it then because I didn't have any paper," I said. My voice, too, was toneless and flat. "So to make up for it, I gave you a little penguin charm." "Yes, I brought it with me," he said, and held out his right hand. In his hand, which was extremely long, he held a small plastic penguin, the kind you often see attached to a cell phone strap as a good luck charm. He dropped it on top of the glass coffee table, where it landed with a small clunk.